applied a caveat on the leave of absence.
Yeah.
So I called John coming back this morning, and I said, I just want to make sure that I did not misrepresent you to the president. Mr. Day said, no, you absolutely did not. He said, but the point of it is that if the facts, which I don't know, suggest that they will be implicated, my position stands. But he said that that is something I can't.
So John, so Bob took comfort for that. Helped him, well, he's not going to be implicated. Then.
That's correct. Well, in any, Mr. President, that is the position that you should be aware of when you raise a time. That's why I'm. This is a.
So he didn't give it to him hard.
Conley said, Ron, I did what you said. I gave it to him with a bark off, but I gave it to him on the position that if they are implicated, or it's assumed that they will be, Bob's position, of course, and I have to believe him, and I assume that's what you're going to discuss, is that they are not. And if that's the case, well, then the whole premise falls apart. Some point, we will be in a position to respond to the questions.
Yeah.
But I want you to know today